Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour two, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, a whole bunch of NFL to get to. We're going to try and break down three games per segment. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk to Patrick Everson 1 hour from now. This Bears and Bengals game has had some really interesting movement in the last 48 to 72 hours. The initial push came in on Chicago, and then it looked like maybe we don't see Joe Flacco on Sunday. But I saw a clip yesterday, Joe, of Ja'Marr Chase, star receiver for the Bengals, who, by the way, has an over-under on Sunday of 94.5 yards. I think they think he's going to go off against this Bears secondary, healthy or not. Ja'Marr Chase yesterday was saying he didn't even know Joe Flacco was hurt. So I guess Flacco is okay. I also don't know what to believe these days from a lot of different sources, but they did bet Chicago. This opened in Vegas at 1.5. It got to 3, and then wise guys took the 3. So now we're sitting Chicago 2.5.
Sam, the truth will come out. That's what I keep saying. Yes, the truth will come out. Everybody will get exposed, and it'll be just fine. It'll be just fine in the end. Okay, so Ian Rappaport saying yesterday that it's very much in the air, the status of Flacco. He had a limited practice on Thursday, very much in the air. Rappaport's a guy that just does what the team wants. Like, hey, just say, throw this out there, float this. It doesn't mean it's reality. Very much up in the air. That means nothing to me. Yeah, I know he was limited in practice on Thursday. That means it's up in the air. He was not having a full practice. Okay, we're a few days away from the game at that point. So I tend to believe, Chase, that it's probably not serious. If the star wide receiver with 99 targets to lead the NFL, the guy that has 16 more targets than anybody else in the league, I kind of believe him. I think he would know if it was in doubt, because if it were in doubt, they'd be like, Ja'Marr, I'd have to go to Browning. It could be bad. Could be really bad. The market is saying that Flacco's playing, right? Go ahead.
Yes. I believe players more than I believe the teams and the reporters, because sure. I was adding more Baltimore last Friday when I saw Adam Schefter tweet that Lamar Jackson was probable to play. So I bet more Baltimore at -6.5. And by the time the dust settled from that announcement, like I told everybody, I've been saying this, I get the underdog NFL tweets right to my phone. So on the home screen, Underdog NFL will have a push notification and it'll say Schefter : Lamar Jackson good to go. And I saw it and I was like, oh, all right, let me bet more Baltimore. So I laid 6.5 on top of the 6 I already laid. And then Saturday, driving around doing the grocery runs and doing all this stuff and going to the gym, and then I get a push notification from Underdog Adam Schefter, Lamar Jackson's not playing. I'm like,
What a mess.
What? Like, how do you go from probable to not playing? And then the Ravens had to recant, and the Ravens actually went back in time. And I know we've talked about this, but it's fresh of mind because this is another scenario where you have a quarterback that probably is going to play, but we don't know for sure. The Ravens pass posted their injury report and said, oh, by the way, Lamar wasn't practicing. He was limited at practice. And you're like, how is this a thing? And luckily, that was a bet that I was still able to win because the Ravens covered all the numbers, even though the market closed at 2.5. But it's hard to trust reporters to bring this rant full circle because the reporters, as Joe has pointed out, just report what the team wants you to report. The players don't give a damn. So when Jamar Chase is like, yeah, he's fine, I believe Jamar Chase. Remember there was a Kittle McCaffrey scenario a couple years ago or a couple weeks ago when McCaffrey was doubtful and then they caught Kittle like, yeah, he's going to play. He's fine. And then you and I are like, oh, do we trust Kittle or do we trust the reporters? Turns out the players are more truthful than the reporters sometimes because the players speak from the heart. They're not giving you drivel that is directed from other people to drive. It's stupid, yeah, man. And we had McMurphy on yesterday in college. Like, these fines need to get bigger. The Ravens should be penalized for lying about Lamar Jackson's availability.
Start taking picks. And they should lose picks for that. Lose picks. We know how valuable those are. Yeah, then they'll be doing something. All right, Chase with Flacco. It's been three games. When Flacco's out there, Chase has averaged 13 receptions, 18 targets, averaged 18 targets per game, and 115 yards in those three games. So that's why you get out there with the number. I do see it as low as 90.5. He'll probably still get there. I'm not going to bet it, but he'll probably get there. Expecting Flacco to play. Roma Dunze, he was limited yesterday, but speaking of trusting the players, he said he's playing. I think he'll be fine. His number 62.5 against the worst defense in the NFL, plus 120 for an anytime touchdown. If you're looking for prop angles, I would trust Roma Dunze. If the Bears don't put up 30 plus against this piece of crap defense, there are going to be screams from every corner of this city to bench Caleb Williams. That's where we're at right now. That was a terrible Ravens defense going into that game that they faced last week on the road against a backup quarterback. Like, come on, can you put up enough to beat this backup quarterback? The Bears cannot. But now this team, 32nd EPA per play, 32nd success rate, EPA per pass on defense, 32nd, dead last again. They're a joke. They gave up 502 yards to the Jets last week. The Bears better score 30-plus. I don't know where you're at in the game. I like, don't love. I don't know that it would make a top five. We'll find out by the end of the show. I do like the Bears, minus 2.5. That is juiced. Pinnacle's already at 3. Maybe they're waiting on the status of Flacco, I assume. But the market is telling me that this is headed to Bears as field goal favorites.
It is funny that Flacco is still out there flinging at his age. You know, he doesn't want to be at home. He doesn't want to be off the football field. He just wants the ball, man. He does. I think the over is a good bet at 51. This was 53. Guys came in, bet it under. I think we see this float back a little bit higher. So at 51, I would be looking long and hard at the over 51.
All right. There you have it on that matchup. Bears, Bengals, and let's stay in the NFC North, a game that we touched on a little bit ago. We've got the Lions and the Vikings. The Lions are a home favorite here off a bye, a favorite of 8.5. The Vikings have been an over team because they're not stopping anybody. You look at the last couple of games, they gave up 37 to the Chargers, 28 to the Eagles. And now we have a switch at quarterback once again. Wentz is out for the year. J.J. McCarthy, no longer the emergency quarterback in back-to-back weeks. He is now going to be the starting quarterback in this game on the road, Detroit, NFC North matchup. Good luck, kid. What you got on this one?
I'm just very, very proud of my fantasy team right now. I'm starting 7 guys that I didn't even have on my roster, and I've strung together 3 straight wins. mostly because Jared Goff's been doing his thing. So I get Goff against this defense, which he's carved up. The thing about Goff is you got to get to him. If you're going to throw the pressure like Brian Flores says, you better get home. Because if you don't, mm-hmm. oh, there's Jahmyr Gibbs with one man to beat. There's St. Brown uncovered. There's Laporta wide open, middle of the field, nobody around him. Oh, there's Jameson Williams deep. If you don't get home, he's going to just sit back there and pick you off. And that's what I'm hoping for fantasy purposes. It's a big pot that I'd like. I mean, you know, it's a big pot at the end of the year. I thought I was dead 3 weeks ago. But Goff is keeping me afloat, along with my trade for DeAndre Swift, which has worked out pretty well. Goff should have a monster game. Do you get the offense, though, from Minnesota? Like, I'm inclined to think over, but I don't know that Minnesota's going to score. So I don't know what to do with the side and the total. I'm going to look at some Goff props. That's what I'm going to do.
Almost every game this year that the Lions have won, they've covered a number like this. If you put this point spread on all these games, and it's Minnesota. This defense still has metrics that are like, man, they're still good, right? I don't know. What we're seeing of lately with this team, I don't know. And now you're going to Detroit, where they're always comfortable, and they usually put up a big number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But even last week, offensively, they weren't great. They get to the 24 number against Tampa Bay. But guess what? They still won by 15 because they didn't give up anything defensively. Baker had a rough day on the road there. And if Baker's struggling on the road in Detroit, how do you think McCarthy's going to be? The guy that they didn't want to put out there. Say whatever you want. They don't want to put – they would rather have Wentz out there than McCarthy. They were not rushing to get him back on the field. Good enough to play for back-to-back weeks. Yes, he's good enough to play. Is he playing? No. That should tell us everything. Good enough to play if we need him. Yeah, yeah. Is he playing? No. Is he starting? Uh-uh. Is he the backup? Nope. Only if we have two injuries, then we're going to J.J. McCarthy.
All right, let's just bet
that's
the
alarming,
Lions.
Man.
Let's just bet the Lions and get it over with. Yeah, I'm putting it in my five. Well, I just went back to my pick five last week where we picked you and I and Paul were all in the same contest. I picked five games, three favorites, and two dogs. The favorites went 3-0, the dogs went 0-2. So at this point,
I know.
Spin it.
Done more.
Just spin it on Lions.
All right, that's where I'm at. Here's a dog that we thought we liked early in the week, but I'm having trouble getting there. And maybe it's recency bias because of what's happened, but I think it's more about the injury report. Falcons, Patriots, this number has not moved, and it is hanging in a weird spot for it not to move all week. Like, it's normal to see numbers like 3, 3.5, 7. those are going to stick all week, right? You don't see movement there. It feels like people don't know what to do with this game, which I kind of understand. So the Patriots, a home favorite over Atlanta. Atlanta embarrassed at home last week, 34-10 against Miami. They do nothing offensively with Kirk Cousins, but it looks like it's going to be Penix. I think he's limited in practice on Thursday. So is the number one receiver, Drake London, also limited. So that's where it's a challenge. What if it's Cousins without London again? How do you feel about them going on the road to New England, a team that is red hot, now winners of five straight games? And then you've got Drake May, who's slinging it all over the field. And that Falcons defense, what happened last week? Tua, he had four touchdown passes to four different receivers. So how's it going to work with Drake May? Their passing game much more successful than Miami's this season. So that's a concern. And your biggest weapon for the Falcons is Bijan. Where do the Patriots excel on defense? Stopping the run. Yeah, so first glance, I was like, oh, maybe we can get there with the Falcons. This feels like a lot based on the injury report, looking at the matchup. I don't have anything on this game. How about you?
I did notice yesterday the 6.5 and the 6 got bet. And there's not really, outside of Pinnacle, I don't see another six right now on the board.
Right.
I mean, it moved up, but it came right back. So it
came
like,
back.
It's right where it opened. It's not like it's much different from where. Superbook on Sunday night opened at 5. So we're 5.5. Now, it did go up a little bit, but there was an appetite to bet Atlanta. Bear, I think, is going to bet Atlanta. I think he's on the Falcons here. He's still alive in the last man standing. 25 people.
Is he using it for that?
In the contest. I'm almost positive. He said as much on the show yesterday. He said he thinks he's going to go Atlanta. That's one pick, one bullet a week. Only 25 people left in the last man standing. Oof. And he's eyeing Atlanta. So I know. And it's hard to knock somebody who's still alive in last man standing, but I'm like, oh, Atlanta.
Right.
Oh,
man. How much are they talking about 28-3 this week in Boston with this matchup?
I don't know.
Is it even mentioned?
I haven't listened since Monday when they were saying Drake May is better than Tom Brady. And
you're like, I'm checking out. I'll check back when they lose.
Yeah. The one guy's like, he throws a better ball. It's a better ball. He's way better at the deep ball. And actually, statistically, he is better in year two than Brady was in year two. But it is funny. You turn the radio on Monday morning. He's better than Brady was. You're like, click.
Just don't put him in the same sentence. Man, the Bijan prop keeps going down. I looked yesterday. It was 69.5. Now it's 63.5. Whew. You're not fooling them. People are going to see Bijan 63.5, and they're going to bet the over. This matchup's tough. I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything in this game. All right. It sounds like neither of us, but we're kind of hoping the Falcons win. All right. On the other side, the game of the week, KC Buffalo, our breakdown here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.